one song that we sang at Silverbridge Camp this fall, and it's one of our favorites.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. 'Cause you are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here.
Promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 'Cause you
light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You may be seated.
12:7-10, reading from the Passion Translation. The extraordinary level of the revelations I've received is no reason for anyone to exalt me, for this is why a thorn in my flesh was given to me, the adversary's messenger sent to harass me, keeping me from becoming arrogant. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to relieve me of this, but he answered me, "My grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness. So I will celebrate my weaknesses, for when I am weak, I sense more deeply that mighty power of Christ living in me. So I am not defeated by my weakness, but delighted. For when I feel my weakness and endure mistreatment, when I am surrounded with troubles on every side and face persecution because of my love for Christ, I am made yet stronger, for my weakness becomes a portal to God's power."
There are so many things going on in the world today that are affecting not only the mental health of teens, but the mental health of adults also. Today, mental health is one of the largest problems in the world. 50 million Americans we know are suffering from some kind of mental health issue. And this is just the ones that are currently seeking help. There are so many others out there who have some sort of mental health issue that they're managing on their own, or as we showed in the skit, are a little bit afraid to talk about it. As far as teens, one study I found said that 1 in 3 high school students suffer from depression and anxiety. That's a 40% increase from 2009. 1 in 6 have admitted to making a suicide plan in the last year. With everything going on in the world today, these numbers are only going to continue to increase as life becomes increasingly more difficult. A month ago, I went to the doctor, and I suffer with OCD. And I asked my doctor, can I go see a therapist just to see if I can help manage some of the symptoms? And my doctor actually told me, and she said, even if you had severe bipolar, you would be 6 months out from seeing a therapist. She said, your best option here is to seek treatment with me, the physician. So what I was given is some websites to visit and some books to read. So it's turning out that there's more patients than there are therapists to help the patients. I know within the last few years of teaching, I've heard and dealt with many kids that are suffering from anxiety and depression. I've heard one student tell me that the suicide hotline has a waiting line. And that makes me sad. It makes me sad to think that we have that many teens and that many people dealing with these kind of issues. So that's kind of why I chose to speak about this, and that's why we kind of chose to visit this today, because it is an issue among our youth, and it is something that I see quite often working with youth. So returning to the scripture that Gabe so nicely read for us, 2 Corinthians 12:7-10, one of my many favorites. You may be wondering why I chose this scripture for a passage on mental health. There's many speculations around this scripture, as you probably know. There's lots of theology around it. There's a lot of things going around this because nobody really knows what Paul's thorn was. But there's a lot of ideas, so I'm just going to go off of one of the theories. So many have speculated that the thorn on Paul's side that he speaks of in the scripture may have actually been a mental health issue. As it says in verse 7, a messenger of Satan was sent to torment me. We do not know for sure what this thorn was, but as I said, many have speculated that it could have been some sort of mental health issue versus a physical condition. In this scripture, Paul gives us some great input on how to get through the challenges you may be facing with mental health, or the challenges that you're just facing in life. He gives us a really good guidebook and ideas on how to deal with the challenges that life brings us. Paul said 3 times, I have pleaded with the Lord to take this pain from me, but he did not. How many times, especially when it comes to mental health, have we pled with God to take it from us? I know in my own struggle, I have made this plea with God so many times, much more than three. And even after pleading with God so many times, I find myself still stuck in this struggle. But this verse here, it's amazing. It tells us how to find strength through whatever it may be that we're struggling with. It tells us how to access a supernatural strength. I mean, sometimes it takes a supernatural strength for someone struggling with depression just to get out of bed. Or someone struggling with anger just to keep it together when they're triggered. Or in my case, I struggle with OCD, fear of germs. Guys, we've been in a pandemic. You all got like a little bit of a taste as to how what I go through every day. So you guys got just a little piece of how I feel and what I deal with every day. I need supernatural strength every day just to get through some things that you may consider normal. The scripture says that the power of God finds its full expression through our weakness. It says that our weakness becomes a portal to God's power. Did you catch that? Let me say it one more time. It says our weakness becomes a portal to God's power. Wow. Okay, so we know that this power is there. We know it's there, the strength, the supernatural strength that's there. So we hit a moment of difficulty. We look to God, we trust his loving ways, and we keep moving forward. We push past whatever it may be using the strength that only God can give. Whether for me it's hugging a sick child or being in a crowded place with people coughing, or if it's someone with depression getting up and starting their day, or an angry person pushing through the anger so they don't hurt their loved ones, or all of the many other struggles. I'm only giving you a few examples. But there's so many different things that mental health can cause us to struggle with that we have to push past and we have to push through just to get through and do normal life. And this power, this strength from God is something that we can use and we can access. And it says that our weakness is a portal to that power. In verse 9, Jesus says to Paul, "My grace is more than enough for you." In this instance, he's not speaking of the grace of forgiveness. He's speaking of the grace gift of strength that he gives us. Again, this is not deserved and it cannot be earned. This gift of strength cannot be deserved or earned. Is it a grace gift from Jesus that only he can give? Some of Jesus' last recorded words on earth are in Matthew 28, verse 20. At the end of the scripture, the very last thing he says is, "And never forget, for I am with you always, even to the end of the age." This scripture reminds us that Jesus is with us always, no matter what. No matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, no matter what we're going through, he is with us. This power, this means that this power that Paul is speaking of, this supernatural strength that is accessible through our weakness, that means it is available always. Because as Jesus said, "I am with you always." So you may feel sometimes, "Nope, I've been way too bad. My sins, they're just too much. There's no way he's with me. I'm still so stuck in my sin, I can't get out." Maybe a mental health issue that's causing you to sin or feel sinful. Maybe just something that you're stuck in. But he says, "I am with you always." It doesn't matter, he's with you. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter where you've been. He's with you. So I'm here to tell you he loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that whomever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. It doesn't say whoever is without sin. It says whomever. So that means all of us. He's with all of us. Because of Jesus, we can be forgiven for our sins. We are accepted and loved by Jesus even in the thick of our sin. We are loved by Jesus even though we are flawed. He loves us as we are. The grace and the wonderful love of God has forgiven all of us. All we have to do, and this is something my kids hear on a probably weekly basis, all we have to do is have a relationship with him. That's the most important part. I really feel like having, that's the foundation, is starting a relationship with God. Having a relationship with him is the number one most important thing that we can do. And I know with my kids, we talk a lot about how we can start and have that relationship with God. But the relationship with God is the building block. I think everything really comes after that. But when you have that relationship, I feel like you truly learn just how much God loves you. I know personally that through my relationship with God, I know and I can feel it in my soul just how much he loves me. So that thorn in your side, it can be a blessing. It can be your portal to the power of God. Use it. Next time you are struggling, turn to him. Ask him for the power to get through. He is with you. His power is found in your weakness, so use your weakness as your strength. I wanted to, that's it for my message, but like I said, mental health is a real issue going on in the world today, so we wanted to bring it up, and we hope that we can help someone to share or to talk that may be struggling, or just the idea of knowing that God is with you and that he can get you through anything through that power. I know in my personal experience, I've used that supernatural strength so many times in my life. I know that power. I know it's in me, and I know exactly how to access it because I do struggle with a mental health issue, and there are times when I have to push past things that seem impossible. So I thank you all for coming to our service today. I hope you enjoyed seeing some of the youth that we have in our church. This is really an incredible group of kids. To the parents out there, thank you so much for sharing them with me on Wednesdays. I absolutely enjoy seeing them every Wednesday. Sometimes I go into a Wednesday feeling like, oh, I don't really want to go. But I get there, and I see them, and I talk with them, and instantly I'm revived. They are just an awesome group of kids. So parents, thanks for sending them on Wednesdays. They're a lot of fun. We have youth group on Wednesdays. Junior high is 6 to 7. Senior high is 7 to 8. Any youth that are not attending our youth group, we would love to see you there. Any members or parents, if you would like to help out with the youth group, please let me know. We would love to have you there. And I am still currently looking for someone to help with our senior high Sunday school. Please let me know if this is something you'd be interested in. Again, this is a really, really fun group of kids, so you will love spending time with them. I promise you it will be a wonderful experience for you if you choose to take up the senior high Sunday school. They're just an awesome, awesome group of kids. As far as needs, I haven't come up in front of the church for a while to talk about any needs of the youth group. If you're looking for a way that you could donate to our youth group, we are always in need of soda, chips, and pizza. We go through that very fast. As you heard, they like that. So pizza, if you want to donate pizza, you can bring it into the youth room. They like pretty much the average pizza, sausage, pepperoni, and cheese. None of the crazy stuff. Sometimes they complain if it's got, you know, the crazy things on it. Except for And for chips, they love Cheeto Puffs. Since COVID, I've kind of went into the single serving bags, which let me tell you, Cheeto Puffs are really hard to find in a single serving bag or without a whole bunch of other chips with it. But they are happy with anything. They really, soda, I mean, it doesn't matter what I bring in, and they're pretty happy. This group is actually more my caffeine-free group, which is kind of nice. Again, I thank you for coming. I really hope you enjoyed our service. Thanks to all the kids who have volunteered and been a part of the service. Thank you for all the people in the background who have helped out. I hope you enjoyed the service, and we have more to come, but I just hope you enjoyed it, and thank you all for coming.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to feel. In grace, my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are Savior has raised. Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He will my shield and portion be. As long as life endures, my chains are. Forever.